Cold front. When the cold front hit, icing the breadbasket of America, the government banned all household pets. "Too much waste," declared the president, who'd never walked a dog or stroked a cat. After the collection centers failed, the National Guard, with blue efficiency, swept through neighborhoods armed with dog treats and catnip, cages and flashlights, poking into closets, peering under porches. In the teeming cities, hordes of homeless invaded once overflowing shelters. Later, some were spotted wearing scarves reminiscent of tabby tails, hands snugged in fur-lined mittens. Care bears replaced service animals. Stepping in for seeing eye dogs became a popular form of community service. Exterminators were busy trapping mice. With no dogs to walk, people stayed indoors. I heard the little girl next door cry herself to sleep, her parents shouting in the kitchen. The little boy across the street gnawed his nails to the quick. His sister developed trichotillomania, harvesting her golden hair like wheat. At the pharmacy, a line around the block for Xanax, Zoloft, Celexa. Was it growing colder? At night, I prowl through our home, my ear tuned for the tinny jingle of our Coco's bell, expecting a gray swish of tail in the corner of my eye. I lift a bed skirt in half-remembered anticipation. I try to knit, but can't stop my hands from trembling. I wake to the wet nuzzling near my elbow or a 2 a.m. meow, then realize it's the contrail of a dream. We toss her litter box, her pooper scooper, her collar stitched with tiny hearts, but keep her Furminator on the nightstand, make an altar of her favorite toys. Now, my husband and I take turns. Some days, he kneels and licks her bowl. Others, I curl at his feet and purr.